Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 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 Testing 1, 2, 3. Why is the testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? Testing. Oh, here. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. This thing's not even fucking plugged in, man. 1, 2, 3. 1, 1, 1. 1, 1, 1. It's not even doing it. Hey, man, what is the story with this motherfucker, huh? Test 1, 2. This duet is not even on. Testing 1, 2. Interesting. Interesting, interesting, interesting. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. So it's not even fucking having an effect here, man. Testing 1, 2. Test 1, 2. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hi, it's Phil Hendry, and welcome here to the Phil Hendry Show every goddamn fucking night, Monday through Friday. All right, I think we're streaming, and this is for Friday's show, so we're going to have Steve Bozell on tonight, who's going to be talking about... what are you going to talk about, Steve? Just give me a little heads up.
Well, I'm going to be on talking... Hopefully, I'm going to be on talking to you about different things. And
yeah, but what is the topic? What are you going to talk about?
What am I going to talk about?
Steve, isn't there a marathon?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not exactly... I can tell you, sometimes, Mr. Hendry... We will talk about marathons and talk about marathons. And I made some statements publicly on the Phil Hendry Show, or rather on my Twitter feed.
You guys are we do a lot of Twittering around here, don't we?
Yeah. What do you mean we? Yeah, you do.
And I felt fondled by a hooligan. No, that was Frank Gray. I was the one who felt. Hold on for a minute. I was the one that was fondled by a hooligan. Who are you talking about? I was fondled by a hooligan.
All right, so it wasn't me.
No, it wasn't you. What about this guy? You ready for what she's saying? That she got fondled by the hooligan. Any wife of mine gets fondled by a hooligan, and I protect his honor.
Well, I can understand that.
Yeah, so, wow.
Boston, 4-0 over Carolina. So now it remains to be seen. Like I said, it would be great to see St. Louis and Boston. I think there's a couple of guys. There's one guy in particular on Boston who played a lot. I forget the guy's name, but he was a longtime St. Louis Blue. So that might be kind of a... But I'm just kind of in the mood for a good traditional NHL Stanley Cup final, and about as close to traditional as you can get is St. Louis coming out of the Western Conference. Testing 1, 2, 3. Is St. Louis coming out of the Western Conference? I got to pot this up a little bit. It always bothers me when I can't just run it at zero. That really fucking pisses me off. Hello, everybody. It's Phil Hendry here. And now I will tell you something. I got to talk to my man. Why is that not... The whole area of this thing is not working, man. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing... The duet is not engaging, or is not engaged, duh. Now, the question that I have, see, I can't, what if I hit the microphone? 1, 2, 1, 2, nothing, baby, nothing. So the duet, and I don't even know that, maybe Adam unplugged it. It's a little bit of a preamp for the iTunes, as well as the microphone, as well as, I think, just audio in general, I think. Finally, somebody's... This is fantastic. Some chick doing the Bonnie Tyler tune in the middle of a fucking fucked up looking bar. Do you notice in the sports, they always do the thing in sports, which is it's 5 minutes of airtime and no air at all. It's when your wife falls out of an airplane and yet she lands on a trampoline. It's how you interact, you know, they kind of, with a constant comparison. Come on, Blues, Jesus H. cries. 8 o'clock tomorrow night? Yeah, I'll pass. All right, so let's just turn this shit down, man. We don't need this anymore. And I need you more than ever, and you think and the thing is on me, and there's a thing crawling all over me. All right, I got Nathan working on now. Thank God we're going to finally get the last of the Miami tapes in, and LA's coming, I trust you. We did it piecemeal, and we've finally settled on a system that is going to be just... Boom, get it all done at fucking once. Because there was it was very daunting the way we were doing it before. Having to fucking work from the goddamn thumb drive. I said, fuck it, let's just get this shit on the site and we'll worry about goddamn logs later. And I believe, you know, I think that can be... this dude, this Carolina Hurricane, that's not a bad name for him. Carolina Hurricane is wearing, it must be throwback, he's wearing an old Hartford Whaler hat, which is what the 24 save shutout for that Tuukka Rask guy. That guy's from Finland. Great fucking goalie. Was that tonight? Bergeron had two goals tonight. Marchand had a goal. Louis Pasternak. Okay. Every now and then I feel a little bit weird. Turn around, bright boy. Every now and then. Turn around, bright night. And I need you more than ever. All right. Here we go. No, you didn't do it, did you? Bitch. You didn't trigger, did you? Why? What happened? Why is that not triggering? So we have Steve Bozell. Oh, we got Steve Bozell. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's going to be Tom Dovka. We're going to do our rehearsal tomorrow at UCB. And Justin Williams, 7 points this postseason. 4 goals, 3 assists. That's pretty good, isn't it? You only get 1 point for a goal? Carolina restricted free agents. Unrestricted, Justin Williams, Greg McGinn, Curtis McElhinney, Hayden Fleury, Brock McGinn, Saku Manalainen. All these Finnish names are whack, man, aren't they? Heikki McCoy. When I was a kid, we used to follow motocross, motorcycle racing, and there was a cat that we used to see named Heikki McCola. The guy was a big, big motocross champion in Europe and came over here and rode. I saw him in Orlando at a motocross event. Heikki McCola. Thought, God damn, what a name, man. And little did I know, you know, that here came the Finns with their... Didn't they call Heikki McCola the Flying Finn, or that was some other Finn, probably? No, the Flying Finn was a guy that ran. Yeah, he was a runner. And those were the days of Roger de Coster from Belgium, who wound up marrying a chick from our high school, from Arcadia High. I don't know. That's what I heard, anyway. Yeah, Roger de Coster married a girl from Arcadia High. Really? Yeah. And I think she was in my class of 70. I don't know who it was, but... I guess I could look it up. Who was Roger de Coster married to? But point being, he was another big, big motocross champion in the early 70s we used to watch. And then he eventually, I think he retired and he got into owning teams and owning bikes and this kind of shit. You know, I don't know. I was into it. It was something that everybody was into for a while in the late 60s, early 70s. and everybody bought a... I had a dirt bike. I had an OSA 250. And Bull Taco, and I forget the other bikes that were pop. Kawasaki to an extent, I think. But there were a lot of exotic European models that were running around. Triumph. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, well, okay. That's the way you want to play it like that. We can play it like that all day long. All right, let me go over to Tom Dovka, who is at the... Tom Dovka right now is at the arena in...
You're talking about motorcycles and everything?
Yeah. This is just really, really difficult to do, man. It just is, man. Listen to that. I can't even fucking use it. I can't use it, man. I can't use it, dude. It's now... We can't... I can't use my fucking sound effects? Come on, man! What the fuck are we doing here? Jesus Christ! Fuck! Come on, let's get our fucking shit together in this motherfucker. Shit. 6. Testing 1, 2. Look at that. I cannot use this pot. Motherfucker. I'll try and, fucking goddamn motherfucker. Goddamn motherfucker. What a fucking waste. Motherfuck. What is this, man? Get out of here, will you? What the hell is this? Testing 1, 2, 3. 1, 1, 1. All right, now, where am I going to find my fucking sound effects? Here? This is unacceptable, man. I can't fuck with this shit. I can't fuck with this
and fuck with this, and also look at the VU meter, because I don't know what in the fuck. Testing 1-2. So I'm going to have to do this kind of shit. I hate doing this stuff, man. This is what caused me the problem in the first place. If I've made this point a million times to people, you know, I the world of digital that I have entered into, has the camera suddenly changed color or something here, or am I going blind? It looks like I just got redder or something. Yeah, that's what it looks like to me. It's like I got redder. The world of digital is fine, and it's fun, but it's got a long way to go, man, before it catches up to the fluidity and the ability to improvise, the ability to just move between sources, the ability to run live and real time. Long way to go, man. I mean, you know, you can do it with an engineer. You can do it the way you did in radio. Okay. But means you've got to rebuild some of these studios, or at least you got to add a lot of bells and whistles. I don't have all of this nonsense we go through to try to get to facilitate audio on different sources. It's still a mouse, this fucking thing, which is very fragile, and you know, and you're using three or four of them. You say, well, why don't you go to that switch? The switching box is a pain in the ass. It's not like I'm going to a button. You know, if I can go to 2, 3, 4, 5 different remote starts, that's what you used to have with a regular broadcast console. Now I got to reach over here, change the source, and then go to the mouse and hope and pray. So what do we have here? What do we got, man? What do we got? What do we got? 20 minutes. All right. So Tom Dovka is, you know, he's going to be, I need the... I'm here. Where are you, Tom? Where am I? You guys ask me this. You're breaking my balls in this thing, Phil. I'm in the bathroom here. I'm in the toilet. Okay. I'm trying to take a dump. Oh, okay. I hear you. Yeah. And, you know.
This is where I am right now, Phil. I'm in a toilet bowl right now. Not a toilet bowl, but you know.
And that's the other thing. I got two fucking levels going here.
What's your problem?
Nothing.
Well, you got to be able to tell me, because I'm a radio consultant, you know. I know you don't have a lot of respect for me.
I have a lot of respect for you, Tom, but right now...
Yeah, right now. Anyway, this is very exciting. I'm enjoying this. Yeah. Well, what's wrong with this? Yeah. Testing. Testing, 1-2. Yeah, this would be much better here. I'm Tom Dovka, you know. Yeah. You're Tom Dovka. Well, why are you breaking my butt?
How did this get so far? WaveCart was this is not a good substitute for WaveCart. This is not a good substitute for WaveCart. I need WaveCart. It's big enough. I can see it. I can see what's going on. But now I got these fucking Macs, and I got to do things the way Steve Jobs envisioned things. One thing Steve Jobs didn't know a motherfucking thing about was doing a goddamn fucking radio show.
Yeah, but Steve Jobs is a genius. So he,
yeah, okay, great. Well, he ain't here now to, you know, ask questions of. I'm just on my own. Hey, Steve, how do I do this with your fucked up goddamn system?
Hey, Phil, you know, you're talking about, wow, he's a big pair on you.
What?
Talk about Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs, everybody knows him and everyone appreciates him. I dare say that... through life, you know, all the young people.
I understand that he has his admirers.
Has admirers. You start dumping on Steve Jobs.
Yes, it is true, Mr. Henry. Now, this Steve Jobs is who?
Steve Jobs. What I tell the general?
Steve Jobs is the man that essentially invented Apple.
Oh, all right. Yeah, Steve Jobs was, and a number of films have been made about him.
I should say so, Ms. Gray, and as well they should be. But you get a guy like Phil, see? Now, at least, see, now I got you over a barrel, Phil. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
What a dick. What a dick.
Okay, good. Yeah. like that song. I love that tune. Holy Christ, the building's on fire! No. Look at that guy, that's Brad Marchand. Look at the mug on that dude. He's got this big fucking nose on this guy. He looks like a Frenchman, you know? Big nose, goddamn Frenchman. He's a tough player. I was looking at him shaking hands after the game because, you know, 18 points this postseason. Team high. Wow. We'll play the win of the Sharks Blues series. First series sweep since 2013 Eastern Conference Final versus Pittsburgh. Who? The Bruins? First time they've swept in the East? Testing 1, 2, 3. All right. Now, where are we, man? Okay. Where are we? There we are. All righty. What do you want me to do, man? I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I don't know what they want me to do with this, man. In terms of that spot. Yeah, you know what I'm saying, Phil. Oh, here we are. Well, where's the goddamn copy? Two spots. Here it is. Nope, that's the fucking commercial. D-Herbs is a name you can trust. That's when I sent those to him. Sender contains air check. I don't want, no, man, I want D-Herbs, dude. But what did I do with it? 2 minutes. I'm trying to find the D-Herbs copy, sports fans. This is a waste of my fucking time right here, man. I'm trying to find some copy that I can't find. And you know, naturally, I had it. But I did some spring cleaning here because I didn't think I was going to need the copy anymore. I thought that they... Oh, well, no, but I... Didn't I save it on the phone? You know? Isn't it saved once you download it? Because I've downloaded it and printed it a million times. Any save files? Adult Swim. No, man. No, it's just not here, man. What? That's impossible, dude. How can it not be here? Dear's client. Where's the copy, man? That's what I don't get. And this is wasting way too much of my fucking time here, man. I'm going to have to just, like, blow this off. And I know I've done... And where's the Pluto? Jesus. Oh, you know what? I know. I didn't look at my guy, man. I didn't look at my man, my main man, Mike. Michael's the guy who sends me the shit for the shit that I got to do for the thing and the shit, dig? So that's the cat I got to look for. He sends the copy. He's my production guy. Where are you, dude? Oh, yeah. I got a lot of email this week. Here we go. 513, this is it. Yeah, man, there's D-Herbs. Jesus, Henry, you are thick. Fuck are you thick. You are a thick motherfucker, Henry. There's Pluto. All right, see, so, you know, all's well that ends well, man. Always makes me nervous when a printer kicks out paper with nothing on it. So I gotta wait for this thing, and I apologize for the length of this pre-show, especially those of you who are watching on video. This is D-Herbs. Now I'm looking for Pluto. Hey, man, what is the story with this? Maybe it's a two-page piece of copy that I'm not familiar with. All right. D-Herbs, man. D-Herbs is a name you can trust. That's why I put my name on this commercial as I'm doing this.